Welcome to another episode of Let's Chat With. Joining me is Farm Girls Fitness obstacle course race trainer, Sandy Osler. How are you doing today?
Hi, David. I'm doing great.
You're an obstacle course race trainer. What is obstacle course racing?
Great question. A lot of people, when they think of obstacle course racing, they're thinking of, you know, the elite, the very competitive, super crazy fit people. And here's the reality is obstacle courses is a little bit of everything. There's beginner races, there's the elite, there's the competitive, there's age groups. It really is something that anybody can do. It could be various lengths, you know, from a 5K to a 10K to an ultra beast with Spartan that goes up to 50K. So again, it could be a variety of things. Obstacles can vary from one race to the other. And that's the fun part is there's a race for everyone out there.
I know that people can race as individuals. Can people race together as teams?
Absolutely. And that is actually one of the things that we do with Farm Girl Fitness. Part of whatever course you do with me, one of the things that I offer is the fact that I race with the team. So I always want to make sure that nobody feels like they're holding anybody behind or that they're going to finish a race by themselves. So there's a lot of these races that are really geared towards, let's do this together. Let's empower each other. Let's encourage each other, you know, start together, finish together. So definitely, I would say Tough Mudder is probably one of the races that is really meant to be a team race for a lot of different reasons, because a lot of the obstacles you cannot physically do by yourself. You need people to help you, either be you go with your own team or people that are participating in the race will help you as well.
What are some of the different types of obstacles that people can encounter during a race?
Wow, you name it. there's quite a bit with crawling. So it could be anywhere from army crawls where you're right down to your stomach to a little bit higher up. So definitely crawls, cargo nets. So basically climbing up a cargo, coming back down the other way. So we see a lot of fear of heights there. That is probably one of the things that I see the most. There's rope climbs. There's rings. There is monkey bars. It really depends on the race itself. If you've got more of a beginner race, you may not see the rope climb or the rings, but you'll see variations of those types of things. I would say probably those are the ones that you see the most throughout the races.
How does one train for an obstacle course racing, and what kind of training methods do you use during your training?
No, great question. And I think that's one of the things that people are very nervous about when either they've never done a race or they see those super elite people doing races is how do I get to that point or even just get started? So that was part of the reason why when I actually saw that Spartan actually offered a program to be able to get you the tools and the knowledge and everything to be able to train people no matter what their fitness level, that's what appealed to me. So this is what you see here, Spartan SGX. And basically the concept is to create exercises, functional movement, and there's various phases. So phase one, where you're focusing more on functional movements like bear crawls, you know, learning how to do explosive jumps like step-ups on the box. And then the phase two is where you start using a little bit more equipment. So working a lot of your grip work, working with, you know, boxes, actually dumbbells and farmer carries, all that fun stuff. And then phase three, where you're getting into a little bit more of actually getting on the obstacles. So this way we work you and we progress you into, here's what you need to do. These are the exercises that are going to help you to be able to grip a rope, for example, or how to be able to hold on to a monkey bar. So again, there is a science behind that, and it is a gradual process. And then that way you're not starting right from scratch. And here's the reality. You may not be able to do all those obstacles on your first race, but we'll at least give you the knowledge and the tools to be able to get to that point.
Can somebody race without actually having any race training?
When I did my first race, I had no race training. I was actually working out, so it's not like I was coming off the couch, although I have done a race off the couch before. But the reality is, if you're not doing some kind of training, even if it's just basic functional movements like squats, lunges, box jumps, not even box jumps, drop step ups, that type of thing, you're going to have a higher risk of getting injured. That's really what it comes right down to. Would I recommend just coming off the couch and do a race? Probably not, because you're increasing your risk of being able to get hurt. And you don't know what you don't know. So there's a lot of tricks and techniques that basically I teach in a lot of my courses is to make your work smarter, not harder, basically is what it comes down to. So again, that helps you get a little bit better, minimize the risk of injury. Obviously, anytime you do some kind of workout or a race or any of that sort, there's always a risk there, but we try to minimize that by educating you.
Through your years as an obstacle course race trainer, what's the one obstacle you see people struggling with the most and why?
I would say rings. And the reason why is it's up here. Because if you don't commit to grab that first ring, and if you have a fear of heights, if you've got both of those, it's going to be very challenging. The physical part, once it clicks on the mental part, comes. But that first mental barrier of grabbing that ring and committing to grabbing that ring and saying, I can reach that ring, I am going to reach that ring, is probably the one that I see most people struggle with.
What goes through a person's mind during a race?
You name it. It's just one of those, it's one of those, that fear of the unknown. And this is where I highly recommend racing with a team, even if it's a team of two. You're going to have that encouragement from that person to say, no, don't say I can't. It's I can't do it yet, or I'm going to do it next time. And learning from that race every single time. But I think having that support there, either within a team or even you will see when you do these races, everybody around you encourages you, no matter who you are, no matter what your age is, what your fitness level. It really doesn't matter. People are there to encourage each other to get through that race. And it is so contagious that you're going to be like, why didn't I do this sooner? And you're going to become addicted to doing these races because it's so much fun.
You're a trainer with Farm Girl Fitness. The word girl is in the name, but can anyone come and train with you?
We get that question all the time. I know you've met with Jessie before. So Jessie is actually the farm girl. So that's where that part of the name comes because it is on an 88-acre farm, but we are not limited to just women. We actually strongly encourage men to come, and we do have men that come. I have multiple men in my boxing course, for example, and I've had a few in my obstacle training as well. So no, the farm girl is Jessie, one of the owners. That's where the name comes from. But no, absolutely, everybody's welcome. All fitness levels, all ages, you name it, you're welcome.
What do you hope people feel after training with you and completing an obstacle course race?
The thing that I love the most is while we're doing the race and they'll go, wow, Sandy, now I know why you got us to do that exercise. Now it's come in handy. And now I understand the logic behind it. So there really is a science behind some of the movements we do and why we really kind of harp on grip work, for example. It's the majority of the obstacles. So when I hear that click in their mind of, I get how it all comes together now, is so rewarding. And every time when I always ask people at the end of the race, would you do it again? And hearing them say, absolutely, it was such an amazing experience, is just so rewarding as a coach.
Did you watch the two seasons of the Spartan Games Battle of the Fitness on Spartan Games YouTube page?
Absolutely. And that's just when I was in awe going, wow, like the amount of training that would be required to do this stuff and just the passion, the commitment that's involved with that. It just, you can't help but want to just kind of get off the couch and go work out, to be honest.
Will you be competing at the Spartan races at Blue Mountain in October?
Great question. I'll actually be running the race with my team because a big part of what I do is obviously we can't have every single obstacle at the farm, but we have quite a few of them. So it's being able to coach them on the spot of something that we may not have had a chance. So that's a big part of it. I'm allowed to do that when you're non-competitive league or heat. But if you were running in the competitive division, I wouldn't be allowed to do that because then that gives an unfair advantage. I might also be teaching courses during that weekend for the obstacle specialists, as well as the SGX coach level one. So I'm definitely going to be there in one form or another.
Now, can you tell me about your own personal fitness journey? How did you get where you are today?
You know, it's a really funny story. You know, a lot of people are talking about COVID. Oh my gosh, it just caused so much havoc. In my case, it was actually a very positive experience. I had been in corporate HR for many, many years, like 22, 23 years. And I had made the decision to kind of get out of that corporate rat race. And I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. And for years and years, people were always, Sandy, why aren't you training people? You're just a natural at that. Had always been an athlete. So when COVID happened, I started going to Farm Girl Fitness maybe a month after they opened. And I was looking around and I'm like, wow, 88 acres of farmland. Do you know what I could do here? And the first thing that popped in my head was obstacle training would be amazing here. And started as a member, and I just love their philosophy. And I was just, I'm going to work here. You know what? I'm going to get my certification. So started with my fitness instructor specialist certification. Also got my personal trainer specialist certification and lots of other ones. And basically just made it happen. I'm like, Jesse, you know, we're in lockdown right now. You need an additional trainer. I'm your person. She saw how I interacted with the existing members, and it just kind of all fell into place. And then almost 2 years later, we've got all these programs going here. Jesse and I, you know, within the first 6 months, we were a two-person show for quite a while. And now we've added additional trainers here. And it's been amazing. This ride has been phenomenal. So COVID actually created something very positive for me. And I'm very thankful for it, to be honest.
For you, why obstacle course racing? And how many races have you done personally?
Oh my gosh, I've lost count. This year alone, I've already done 5, and I've got a few more on the go. There's less races going on right now as a result of COVID. So some of the races have been kind of postponed, that type of thing. So that's been a bit of a barrier. But obstacle training, I did my first race, I would say 7 years ago. And I got hooked. I was just like, give me more. I just had to kind of get into more and more races. And I learned from every race that I did. So this year, I think I have 7 or 8 races in total throughout the whole season. So basically from May till the end of October, I would have ran 8 races, and probably would have been more, but a few races got canceled this year. And I don't see that slowing down anytime soon because I just love it.
Finally, where can people find more about you? Website, okay. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook?
Absolutely. So Instagram, you can find me under Sandy Osler, So Fitness, so S-O Fitness. And on Facebook, you can find me under So Fitness, so S-O Fitness. And basically also via farmgirlfitness.ca, you'll see I'm a big presence there. We have a whole obstacle course site just dedicated to that has additional information, which breaks down the type of courses that I offer. 6-week program, which is meeting twice a week. We've got a 1-day clinic that I do under the Spartan umbrella. And then we also have workshops that allows you to practice what you've learned in either the 6-week course or the 1-day clinic. So lots of information there as well.
Thank you, Sandy, for joining me on this episode of Let's Chat With.
Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate it.